Hello, my name is Richard, and I'm a chronic masturbator, and so are you. This is Podcasturbation for 27th of May, 2007. Today, I'm going to talk about edging, which is a subject that's very important to chronic masturbators, and one might even say that edging almost defines chronic masturbators, separates us from other people who may enjoy masturbating a lot, do it frequently, but aren't chronic or habitual about it. Now, edging, if you don't know that term, is the act of bringing yourself, of masturbating for long periods of time and bringing yourself close to orgasm, almost to the point of orgasm, but not allowing yourself actually to have an orgasm, or at least delaying and deferring the orgasm for a long time. I'm going to direct this podcasturbation at newly chronic masturbators who may still be struggling with how to edge effectively, or maybe not even have learned the rudiments of edging. And I'll try to walk you through that. If you're an experienced chronic masturbator, then you'll probably find this fairly rudimentary, but it still may be fun to listen to and do the exercises just as if you were starting out in your first edging lesson. Now, of course, I'm going to aim this at male masturbators, and I'll talk about edging the penis. There are some female masturbators who also do something similar to edging, and you are welcome to practice your art right along with us as we go through our edging lesson, and hopefully you'll enjoy this just as much as the males. Okay, well, let's get set, and as usual, at this point I want you to take your pants down, take your pants all the way down to your ankles, or take them off. If you want, you can get totally naked, but you have to be naked below the waist. I definitely want your penis able to freely erect, and where you can put your hand on it and practice the edging exercises as we go along. I'd also like you to go get some lubrication. If you don't use lubrication normally, I think you might. In fact, I know you're going to need it to really do a good edging. I think almost all edgers use some sort of lubrication. So go get some baby oil or mineral oil, the laxative kind, or Vaseline, or some KY jelly, or Astroglide, or cooking oil like Wesson oil, or olive oil. Any of those things are going to be very, very suitable, acceptable lubricants. And it's kind of up to you what you like to use. And of course, you can always use the classic Albaline if you have a supply of that. You'll probably also need a towel because you might be working up quite a sweat. And you might want your porn pics or anything you like to look at while you're masturbating, because that provides a little mental inspiration for the edger. So if you need to stop the program, do that now and make sure your pants are down, your penis is out, you've got your lubrication, you've got a towel, maybe you've got your pornography, and we'll get started. So what is edging? The way I define it, edging is bringing yourself close to orgasm over and over again in a prolonged masturbation session, bringing yourself close to orgasm without ejaculation. Now, some guys do that over and over and they don't ejaculate at all, and they go days stimulating themselves, arousing themselves, edging without ejaculating. And I don't do that. I like to ejaculate every masturbation session. I like to end every session with a full, complete, satisfying orgasm. And I would say, I would guess that the majority of masturbators, even the majority of edgers, do the same. But if you're one of those guys that likes to edge and not come, well, you probably don't need to listen to this podcasturbation, because you're already in the advanced league. But for guys that are ejaculators like me, I will definitely be ejaculating at the end of this podcasturbation. So try to hold out and edge along with me. It may be tough. You may really want to squirt bad, but try to hold out and shoot off right at the end, and we'll have a nice orgasm together. You can probably hear from my voice that I'm already masturbating, but I don't want you to masturbate yet. So if you're masturbating, take your hands off your penis. You can tickle it a little, you know, you can, with the tips of your finger, you can run it up and down the shaft, or you can pinch the head. It's okay to erect. In fact, I want you to erect and get really aroused, but don't stroke. Don't stroke yet. We have a little bit of talking to do first. So don't stroke your penis. You might think it's unfair because I am stroking my penis, but I tell you not to stroke yours, because if you're new to edging, you probably need to start with the basics. I'm pretty experienced, so I can, you know, control my level of arousal. Even though I'm getting pretty aroused already, I can slow down and I can stop, like I'm doing now. But I want you to start off slow and careful. So don't stroke your penis just yet. But it's perfectly okay to tickle it and tease it. Get it erect, get it dripping, and we'll go on from here. And I promise you, I am going to let you come. You will come at the end of this podcasturbation. But you have to wait. Otherwise, you won't be edging. So you really want to learn how to edge. You have to promise not to come until we both agree that it's time. So don't come yet. Just don't masturbate yet. Just tickle your penis. Before we start the lesson, there's something very serious I do need to talk to you about. And this is just for the new chronic masturbators who have not yet learned how to edge, who have not experienced what it feels like to edge for hours. I have to warn you about edging. This is sort of like, you know, the Surgeon General's warning on the side of a package of cigarettes. You can choose to smoke if you want to, but you really ought to read the warning and know what you're getting into. So this is kind of like a Surgeon General's warning for edging. You really need to know what you're going to experience and how it's going to affect you before you really go any further. Now, don't be masturbating while I tell you this. Tickle your penis if you want, but listen seriously, listen carefully. Edging is the most intense sexual gratification that you will ever feel. If you have not learned to edge yet, you really have no idea what's in store for you. When a male edges, he experiences pleasure, gratification, arousal, a sexual ecstasy that is unimaginable until you experience it yourself. As soon as a masturbator enters the edging state, and I'll call it that because it's almost like a altered state of consciousness, when you enter the edging state, you feel a deep sense of peace, comfort, security, a calm enters your body and mind, and you just feel at peace with yourself. In spite of the intense sexual arousal and pleasure you feel, or because of it, it is almost a meditative, trance-like, transcendental state. When you become accustomed to edging, everything else, when you're not edging, seems to pale by comparison to this sensation. Are you starting to masturbate? Please don't. If you're an edger, you can go ahead because you can control it. But if you're new to edging, don't masturbate yet. Just touch your penis, tickle it, squeeze the head, but don't grab the shaft and start masturbating yet. The Surgeon General's warning about edging is that edging is extremely habit-forming. It's more habit-forming than any drug or alcohol or any chemical substance you'll ever run across. It takes very few edging experiences, maybe only one experience of edging, before you are really addicted to it. You get hooked very, very easily on this practice. Once you learn to edge, there's really no turning back. It's a one-way ticket, a one-way ticket to chronic masturbation addiction. The pleasure of edging is so intense. I would call it unnaturally intense. I say unnaturally intense because, you know, a male is biologically intended to penetrate a female, ejaculate inside her, impregnate her, and that's the end of it. Naturally, there's a good deal of pleasure in the act of intercourse, and it remains quite popular over the years. But when you learn to edge, you're basically taking that natural function of the copulating male and short-circuiting it and simply deriving and maximizing the ultimate sexual pleasure, even more than you can obtain in penetrating and having sex with a partner. So the result of that unnaturally intense sexual gratification is very rapid addiction. And the concern, the thing you ought to think about before you learn how to edge, before you have your first edging experience, is do you want this to happen to you? Because what very well may happen as a result of edging is it begins to replace and drive out many other pleasures. When you become an edging masturbator, you'll find that masturbation takes up more and more of your time. You spend more time and energy masturbating than you do almost anything else. And it becomes more and more your primary sexual focus, sometimes your sole, only, exclusive sexual focus, even to the point where you can no longer have penetrative sex anymore with your partner. And you don't even want other kinds of sex because you'd rather masturbate and edge yourself. So if you have any concern about masturbation becoming too obsessive, too powerful a force in your life, if you're concerned about the level of your chronic frequency of a masturbation or your addiction to masturbation, and you're not already edging, you probably really shouldn't go any further. You should stop this program right now. Go masturbate, get the urge out of you, and go do something else. But don't become an edger. Because when a masturbator learns to edge, that's basically the end of the story. The doors close behind you, and you're going to be an addicted, chronic masturbator for the rest of your life. Okay, well, if I haven't scared you off already, and you're ready to go to your edging lesson, then we'll get started. But remember, you're completely responsible for your decision, and if you choose to learn how to edge, you will probably, I would say almost certainly, wind up an incurable, chronic, addicted masturbator. So how are you doing? Have you managed to avoid stroking your penis yet? You're probably cheated some, but hopefully you haven't ejaculated. If you've already lost it just thinking about becoming an edger, then put this program aside and start it another day, and you can start at this point. We'll begin our edging lesson now. So I'm assuming your penis is naked. You've been teasing it, tickling it with your fingers. You're probably already dripping. You're probably already really sexually aroused just thinking about what you're going to learn and how it's going to feel. So you're probably already dripping, and that's good. Are you lubricated yet? Go ahead and lubricate your penis now. Use the oil or the KY jelly or whatever you have. We'll talk about better lubes, best lubes for edging at some other time. I want to get on to the lesson itself, but basically the oils generally work better than the water-based lubricants. Oils like baby oil and Vaseline, Albaline, that sort of stuff, because the water-based lubricants tend to dry out, and you will definitely exceed any reasonable length of period that the water-based lubricants will stay slippery. You have to keep reapplying them. So you probably want to learn how to edge with oil-based lubricants. So go ahead and apply the lubrication to your penis. Use, again, just your fingertips. Don't put it in your whole hand and wipe it all over because you'll start losing control. So use your fingertips to apply and spread the lubricant nice and liberally across over your penis, over the head, over the underside, the very sensitive spot, and up and down the shaft, and get it well lubricated at this point. Now, some of you guys may not be used to using lubricant, and for some of you, that may be part of the problem that you have not been able to successfully edge, because in my opinion, and I think in most masturbators' opinion, you really have to use lubricant to get the degree of control over your arousal state. If you masturbate dry, you'll tend to undershoot or overshoot. And when you overshoot, of course, you'll go into orgasm and you'll ejaculate without really keeping yourself at that plateau level for so deliciously long. Some of you may be uncircumcised, and in that case, you may be able to edge quite successfully just with your own natural lubrication, catching it in the foreskin. I am circumcised and I don't have that experience, so if you think you can do that, that's fine. It's up to you. But I think most males, and certainly most circumcised males, need to lubricate their penis very, very well before beginning an edging session. So now your penis is lubricated, and if you've been good enough so far not to masturbate the shaft, it's just about time. I know your penis is almost aching to feel your hand wrapped around it. So let's go ahead and do that now. Just grab your shaft with your whole hand and feel how it slips and slides. You can pump it just a little slowly, just like a count of 1, 2, 3. Just pump at that speed for a few seconds and feel how good it feels. It really does feel good, doesn't it, to have your penis stroked slowly now. Don't start stroking fast, just slowly. Okay, now stop stroking and just hold it. Just hold it and just think how nice it feels in your hand. And there's no need to masturbate fast right now. Just hold it because you've got plenty of time and you know you are going to get to come. When we finish, I promise you will get to come. And what you want to do is just try to make it last as long as you want and enjoy experience. Let's stroke it a few times more and then I'll tell you a bit more. So I'm going to pull my hand up and down the shaft. I'm sitting still. I'm not thrusting my hips. My penis is perfectly passive. It's erect and I'm stroking up and down, up and down, up and down. And I just love my penis. My penis loves to be stroked slowly like this. Down, up, down, up, down, up. Don't go fast. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Now hold the shaft. Stop stroking and hold the shaft. You may find you need to reapply some lubricant or some additional lubricant because it tends to get absorbed, and you have to apply more lubricant as the session goes on. Feel free to take a break and do that if you need to at any time. You need to keep your penis very, very, very lubricated. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the stages of edging. If you want to, you know, hold your penis and just very slowly massage, stroke it, just an inch. Don't move your hand more than an inch at a time. Just very slowly kind of massage the head. You're not masturbating. You're just kind of working yourself, kind of keeping your penis interested. So don't masturbate. We'll do that a little bit later. Just kind of keep your penis awake by slowly, slowly massaging it as we talk. Okay, the male sexual response cycle goes something like this. There's the initial, I'd call it excitement phase, where you begin to think about masturbation. Maybe you see some interesting pics on the internet, or maybe you're taking your pants down in anticipation of a masturbation session, and you're starting to erect, but you're just kind of getting into it, and I'd call it the excitement phase. Then there's a more substantial engagement that I call the arousal phase, and I would say that's where we are right now. We're aroused. Our penis has been erect for some time. It's begun to produce pre-cum. Your body knows that it's going to have a full sexual response cycle with an orgasm at the end, so it's beginning to anticipate that. Your organs are kind of getting themselves all geared up for an ejaculation. The prostate is pumping filling up with semen. The ducts, the sperm ducts in your testicles are starting to enlarge and get ready for unloading the sperm and so forth and so on. And your penis is more than erect now. It's actually engorged. In the arousal stage, you've been actually providing your penis stimulation. Your body is responding and it's feeling really good. And you're starting to feel the lust building in your body. Now you can stay in the arousal stage for hours, really, just stimulating your penis, keeping your body all worked up. You're still completely under control of your emotions and your feelings, except you're horny as hell and you really, really want to, you know, pump it up a notch. But you can stay in that arousal stage just as long as you find that enjoyable. By the way, before I go on, I mentioned your penis is erect. Some guys have a little, difficulty with erection, especially some of the older guys. And you can certainly edge very successfully with a limp penis. So I'm going to talk about erect penises and stuff like that. But if you can't join us with a full erection, and you have a half of an erection or a totally limp little noodle, just do whatever you feel you like to do and edge right along with this, and you'll enjoy it just as much as the guys that can pop a boner. So we're going to stay in this arousal stage, just slowly, very slowly stroking our penis. We're not humping, we're not getting out of control, we're not thrusting uncontrollably, we're not moaning and groaning, we're just feeling the good feeling of the penis and the hand, sort of the natural marriage of the penis and the hand. So go on stroking yourself slowly, and I'll continue describing the male sexual response cycle. By the way, you may find it useful to kind of alter your stroke as we go along. Sometimes a full hand stroke, you know, fist around the penis. Sometimes let go and just use your fingertips. Maybe you want to use a reverse grip with your hand on the top surface of your penis, your palm on the top surface, and your fingers on the underneath side. Just try different grips. The trick, though, is to go slow. You're not trying to finish yourself off. You're just working yourself up, riding that arousal state right now. So this is probably not all that new to you. If you're a masturbator, you probably already know how to get excited and you know how to arouse yourself, and you may already be used to staying aroused, stroking slowly for a few minutes. But the key to edging is the next phase that we call the plateau phase. And if you think of it kind of like climbing a mountain, you know, you start out in the valley. That's where, you know, where you come in the house, you got your clothes on, and you're really not masturbating or anything. And then the excitement phase, when you realize, oops, you're all alone, nobody's in the house, and you could take your clothes off and masturbate. So that's the kind of like working your way up the first little foothill from the valley. And you continue to work yourself up. You're climbing that mountain, and you get to the arousal stage. And that's kind of like, you know, you're at the top of the foothills, and you're getting pretty, actually, you're kind of halfway up the mountain when you're at the arousal stage, and it's really feeling good. And you're thinking about, you know, the peak of the mountain, which obviously is going to be your orgasm, and you're thinking about how good that's going to feel. So the trick is, from the arousal stage, work yourself a little bit further up the mountain, and you come to what the sex researchers call the plateau phase. And so you want to think of that kind of like you're climbing the mountain, you're getting most of the way up, and you come to a plateau where the slope of the thing, of the hill, levels off, and you're almost on flat ground, but you're very, very high up. This is a high mountain mesa, high mountain plateau. When you're in the plateau phase, and this is really where you get when you're edging, you're just very, very sexually excited, aroused. You're just, it's more than arousal. You just feel intense sexual energy, sexual feelings. Your mind is starting to kind of melt into a kind of a, almost a silly sexual state. We'll talk about that later. It's called gooning. And the trick of edging is to hold yourself at that plateau, because if you're not used to edging, if this is new to you, all you can think of at that plateau stage is, how can I get to the top of the mountain? How can I get to that orgasm? I want to shoot my stuff. I want to ejaculate. I want to squirt. I want to spurt. Whatever little words you like to use. I want to come. I want to come. I want to come is all you can think about. And if you don't have a lot of discipline at that point, you'll actually go to the top. You'll go over the top, over the edge, and you'll squirt, and that'll be the end of your session. And you will have wasted the opportunity to experience that that long edge. So kind of get that image in your mind, starting in the valley, working your way up the foothills, up to the high mountain plateau, and then you want to stay on that plateau as long as you can. And you can see the peak up above you. You can look up and you can see that orgasm, that peak of the mountain waiting for you, but you're not going to go there. You're going to stay on that plateau. And sometimes you don't even stay on the plateau. You let yourself go back down the mountain, go back down to the arousal stage, back down to the foothills, just kind of enjoying the feeling of having that penis in your hand and stroking, enjoying it. And then you head back up the mountain to the plateau, and you spend some more time on that high mountain plateau, that incredibly intense sexual gratification, but just short of orgasm, not at the peak, just at the plateau, below the peak. Now, how long should you stay at the plateau? Well, that's really up to you. If you're just starting out edging, probably not more than a few minutes, half an hour, and then you just let yourself go. Whenever you feel like you just can't hold it back anymore and you just gotta orgasm, you gotta ejaculate, well, why not? Just go ahead and enjoy it. But you'll find the more and more you edge, the more and more you practice, the longer you can stay at that plateau, or maybe going up and down from the plateau back to arousal, then back up to plateau, then back down to arousal. You can keep that going literally for hours. I mean that. You can stay at that near orgasm state for hours before you finally give in and ejaculate. And another time, maybe we'll talk about some advanced techniques of, you know, mini ejaculations or partial ejaculations, or ruined orgasms or multiple ejaculations or all sorts of variations on the theme of how you end an edging or how you prolong an edging session. But we'll keep it simple this time. So how are you guys doing? You're nice and aroused, I imagine. You've been stroking your penis nice and slowly. If you've been stroking it fast, I bet you might have already come. Probably some of you already did come, and that's okay. This is pretty hot stuff. I told you you'd be pretty aroused during this podcasturbation. So if you've already ejaculated, why don't you just turn the program off and come back to it tomorrow after you've recovered and start over again. Oh, and by the way, there's one more phase in the male response cycle, and you guys, of course, know what that is. It's called the refractory stage, and that's after your ejaculation. You go into this period where you really can't respond physically. You may still want to masturbate. Some of us are so hardcore, we want to masturbate as soon as we start masturbating again, as soon as we've ejaculated. But usually we can't physically do it. We have to wait some period of time. For some guys, it might be as short as a few minutes. And other guys, it might be a day or two. It's whatever your natural rhythm is. You'll stay in the refractory state until you're able to go back into the excitement and arousal state and start the cycle all over again. And as far as when you edge, I can edge a lot more successfully if it's my first orgasm of the day. I can edge for a long time and enjoy the ejaculation, go through the refractory period. And then if I try to masturbate again that same day, I may enjoy the masturbation a great deal, but I probably won't be able to control the edging just at the plateau level. I might overshoot and ejaculate sooner than I expected, or I might have a hard time even getting up to orgasm. So I think you'll find that true. Also, you'll do your best edging if you've laid off, if you've not masturbated for a day or two, and then you'll be able to edge with great pleasure and a great deal of control the first time, and that's really, for me anyway, the best time to edge. So I'm sure we're pretty aroused now, and I think it's now time we think about getting up to that plateau level. And if you're an experienced edger, this is old hat, and you're just going to enjoy it. In fact, you've been at that plateau up and down half a dozen times by now, haven't you? You've been edging right along as I've been talking about all this stuff. I have to confess, I have too. I've been getting myself pretty worked up here. I'm masturbating right now. But for the new guys, take it slow. Take it slow. So let's start our first approach up to the plateau. We'll stay there just for a few seconds, really, because you need to learn to control. You need to get some self-confidence that you can get up to the plateau, stay there, not fall over the edge into ejaculation. Let yourself come back down gradually to arousal, and then go up again. So let's try that. I'm going to start stroking harder, and I'll kind of count or chant to you, and you can match my strokes if you want, or follow your own body rhythm. I mean, everybody's different, and you'll have to find what works for you, the right speed, the right intensity, and so forth. We're going to get up to that that plateau, stay there a few seconds, and then come back down. Okay, so I'm going to start stroking here. Stroke, stroke, stroke. I'm stroking pretty fast, you know. Well, I like to modify my rhythm fast and slow and fast and slow. Right now, I'm stroking fast, stroking fast, I'm stroking fast. I'm getting up to the edge, starting to feel really good. Not quite there yet. Let's get up to that plateau. Oh, God, I want to masturbate. I'm masturbating. I'm masturbating. It feels so good. I'm at the plateau, and it feels good. Oh, God, and I know I would like to ejaculate, but I'm not going to let myself ejaculate. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to stop right now and calm down. You stop too. Don't come. Let yourself slow down. Stroke your penis. Feels good being lubricated like that. Just keep your penis nice and happy with slow strokes. Enjoy the fullness in your penis, in your body. Enjoy that feeling of being so aroused, but you're not going to ejaculate. You're going to delay that. So how did you do in your first trip up to the plateau? Did you come? If you did, don't feel bad. You got plenty of time in the future to practice again. But like I say, if you come before the end of the program, go ahead and stop the program and start it again when you're fresh. You really can't edge if you've ejaculated recently. At least I can't. So let's take a deep breath now and head back up to the plateau. Okay, so put your hand on your penis. Start stroking fast. Not real fast, sort of medium fast. Stroke. That's how I'm doing it. Stroke. Squeezing my legs together, feeling that good tension building. Stroke. Oh, God, this makes me feel so good. Oh, yes. I know I could ejaculate if I just keep this up. Oh, I could squirt. Oh, God, I could, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stay on that plateau. Oh, God, it's feeling so good. I'm slowing down a little because I'm just getting too aroused. I'm just going to slow down a little and stay on the plateau. Oh, kind of tease my body. It wants to ejaculate pretty bad, but I'm not going to let it squirt. I'm not going to come. Don't you come. Don't come. Just enjoy it. Feel it. You want to come, but you can't come. Don't come. Now let's stop. Let's go back down the mountain. Back down. And we're back in that nice arousal state. Rubbing our penis slowly, caressing it, but not making it want to ejaculate. Oh, I know you want to ejaculate. You wouldn't be alive if you didn't want to come really bad right now, but that's part of the fun, is how long can you hold out? Because you know your body's going to tempt you with these pleasures. You know your body's going to give you all sorts of wonderful sexual gratification, trying to trick you into ejaculating, because that's what your body needs. But what you want to do is just short-circuit that and enjoy the pleasure that it's giving you without letting it have the ejaculation that it needs. And if you can do that, then you are well on your way to edging. And like I warned you, you're also well on your way to masturbation addiction. I'm breathing pretty heavy. I guess you probably are too. One thing you'll notice, I'm talking the whole time, and I guarantee you I am masturbating and I am getting close to orgasm, but I'm talking right on through it. You can hear how my voice changes. And maybe it goes up a little bit in frequency, and it certainly gets strained and breathy. But I am talking and edging at the same time. Now, I might be a little unusual. Not everybody can, or not everybody likes to talk while they're edge. And you don't have to. Don't feel like it's something you need to. But there is a feeling you're probably going to have, especially the more you learn to stay right at that plateau phase, and I'll tell you about it now. So you just keep stroking your penis slowly and stay real aroused, because we're not through yet. We're going to do some more edging. We're going to go back to the plateau in a minute. But when you get to that plateau stage, you're really edged out, you're going to start to feel kind of weird. It's almost like I say, almost like a hypnosis state or a trance state. And just let your mind go. It's a part of the great pleasure of edging. It's just letting go, not letting your body go, not squirting, not coming, but just letting your mind go at that point. And what you'll find is you probably want to make some kind of noises. You might not want to, recite the Gettysburg Address or something, but you probably want to say something. You might want to talk about your penis, about how good your penis feels. You might start using your little private words that you use about your penis. Maybe you call it your cock or your dick or your dicky or your pee-pee or wee-wee, and you start having a real strange urge to use those kind of words about, oh, my dicky feels good, my dicky feels good, or something like that. Or sometimes guys who are edging get into chanting about masturbation itself, and they say, I'm a masturbator, I'm a chronic masturbator. They feel really an urge to kind of admit and confess and declare that right out loud, or just the word masturbation. They might just repeat masturbator, masturbation, masturbator, masturbation, or something over and over again. And some guys don't say anything coherent at all. They just make noises. Maybe they moan and groan, or they make animal noises like or whatever. Well, there's a name for that that condition, and we call it gooning, or getting goony, or gooning out. I'm not sure where the word comes from, but if you think of goon in the sense of an idiot, a babbling idiot, maybe that's where the word comes from, because you feel like you're a babbling idiot at that point. You become all, you go all goony, and you want to goon. So one thing you want to do as a experienced edger is make sure you're always alone when you start edging, because you're going to want to make some of those gooning noises, and you don't want to be overheard, because anybody who's not an edger will think you've gone crazy. If you're with another masturbator, it's perfectly okay, because he'll probably be gooning right along with you. And it's kind of fun to get all goony together and hear how each one of you makes your own unique and very idiosyncratic noises. But the common denominator between you is that goony, out of mental control state. Remember, you're still in physical control, because you're not ejaculating. Your body wants to really bad, but you've got that part under control. And what's going out of control is your mind, the way it's responding to this unnaturally intense sexual gratification. So that's enough lecture at the moment. I think you're probably wanting to get back up to that plateau. Maybe you've been cheating a little bit and plateauing while I've been describing the goony state. But I wanted you to hear specifically about gooning, because if you feel that urge and you don't understand what's happening to you, now you should know that it's not some strange thing that's unique to you. You're not going crazy. You're feeling at that point the real pleasure of being an edger, hanging out on the plateau, on the sexual arousal plateau, until you start just essentially losing all your normal mental function, and you just goon out on the sexual pleasure. So if you're alone and you want to, this time, go all goony, get goony with me, say stupid things, make noises, moan and groan, grunt if you want to, bark like a dog, whatever turns you on. And the sillier it is, you'll find the more exciting it is, because you just have this sense that you want to get as silly and stupid as you possibly can. Some of us call that getting penis stupid, getting stupid on penis. And that's what we feel when we get to that plateau, start living on that sexual plateau. So I'm gonna head on up now. I'm heading up, and you come with me. I'm going up to that plateau. And, oh, I'm feeling so good. And I'm looking at the pictures and the slideshow and my computer screen, and I'm masturbating. And I know I'm a masturbator. Are you a masturbator? You can say it right out loud if you're a masturbator. I'm a jerk-off, and I love to jerk, jerk, jerk. I'm jerking my penis. Jerk, 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 jerk. I'm jerking my little dicky. I'm a little dicky jerk-off. Oh, God, those are my words. You say your words. Are you a jerk-off, or are you a dicky lover? Like your cock? What do you like? Say whatever you like. Jerk, 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 jerk. Uh-oh, I think we better slow down. I think we're getting out of control. So we're going to slow down. Go back down the mountain now. Go back down the mountain. And we're still really aroused. We're not out of control on the plateau anymore. I hope you guys are still with me, most of you. Some of you may have popped off along the way, and that's okay. Again, this is a kind of introductory lesson, and the longer it goes, the harder it is to stay with it if you're new to edging. So if you have a little accident, you make a little mess there, you know, you pop off and squirt all over yourself, that's okay. Well, I understand. I think every masturbator understands. So you do as much as you can, and then keep coming back and practicing, and you'll get better and better at this. We won't do it this time, but sometimes you might find it very helpful just to stop completely, go get a cup of coffee, whatever, and then start again. I do that quite often when I'm edging to prolong the session. But I'm going to keep grinding away, pumping away this time, and see how long we can kind of stretch it out and keep our edge going. How did you feel that last time? Did you start to get goony? Did you get goony right along with me? If you didn't, try it next time. I think you'll find that that sense of kind of letting go and just being stupid on your penis, saying silly things, is really part of the fun of edging. And I'll say, if you're in a situation where you can share that with somebody, either in person or on the phone or Yahoo Voice or something like that, you're going to find that to be a big turn on. You know, hearing somebody else goon out and then knowing that they're hearing you do the same, getting just as silly and stupid and ridiculous, but knowing what you're feeling on the inside and why you're driven into that state, is a pretty big turn on for chronic masturbators. And you don't have to be gay or anything like that to enjoy it. I think everybody, straight, bi, gay, enjoys gooning and sharing that that goony feeling with another masturbator. Only another masturbator is going to understand. Nobody else will. So you need to find a good jerk-off buddy, a good edging buddy to enjoy that with. So I'm going to edge us right up to the plateau, and we won't come this time. Maybe we'll come next time. Let's think about that. We'll decide that after we come back down from the plateau. So let's get really close this time. I want you to get really close, as close as you think you can control it. And if you have to stop before me, that's okay. But don't come, okay? We're just going to go up to the plateau, and then we're going to come back down. So I'm starting to stroke my penis. It's stroking, 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 stroking. I'm stroking that penis. Oh, God, that penis feels good. I love my penis. Do you love your penis? Oh, God. Oh, it makes me feel so stupid. I know it sounds really stupid on your end. It must sound really stupid, the thing that I'm saying. I'm penis stupid. I'm stupid on penis. Penis, penis, penis. Oh, God, my penis feels good. Oh, God, I'm getting goony. Oh, it feels good. Goony, goony, goony. Penis, 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 penis. Dicky, dicky. I'm right at the plateau. I'm just kind of floating along, just kind of skating on that edge, and I can feel the ejaculation building, but I'm not going to come. And I don't want you to come. Don't come. Don't come now. Don't come yet. Just enjoy it. Get close, but don't come. Get close. Don't come. Don't come. Get close. Get close. Get close. Don't come. Okay, I think we better slow down and stop now. Stop now. Don't come. Oh, did you manage not to come? I got really close. If you made a little mistake and went over the edge, that's okay. I can understand. I probably went a little too far that time. Took you really too close to the edge. Oh, but it felt good, and I hope you're still with me. I hope you didn't come yet. While we're recovering our breath here, I'll just mention about erections again. I tend to get erect and go soft and get erect and go soft many times during an edging session. So if that's happening to you, it's perfectly normal. I think most guys do that. You might not ever get fully soft, you know, because you're still going to be playing with your penis and aroused. But if it kind of goes limp, that's fine. Just kind of chill out for a little while and tickle it, look at your porn, and then start rubbing, and your penis will probably respond and wake up and do its duty, and you'll be up there on the edge again before you know it. So enjoy your penis. Enjoy it erecting and going limp and erecting again over and over, all the different states of your penis is part of the pleasure of being a chronic masturbator and an edger. And of course, you're all by yourself, so you don't have to impress anybody with your penis, right? It can stay limp the whole time, and you'll still have just as much fun. Or it can stay erect, or it can do anything it wants. As long as you're giving it pleasure and it's giving you pleasure, that's all that counts. So are we ready to get back up on the plateau? I think we ought to think about whether we want to come or not this time. Do you want to come? How bad do you want to come? Let's think about how badly you want to come. If you come, if you have your ejaculation, you know, it's all over, at least for a while. You won't be able to edge anymore. So maybe you ought to think about it twice before we have the ejaculation. I know you really want to, because your body is just dying to ejaculate, isn't it? I mean, you've pushed this poor penis further than it's ever been pushed before. Come on and stroke with me while I'm talking about this. We'll kind of get a little ways up, maybe not all the way to the plateau, but we'll be jerking off while we're talking about this. I'm jerking off. I'm telling you, I'm jerking off right now. So you jerk kind of slowly with me, but try to stay under control. So I'm jerking my penis. My penis really wants to ejaculate. You know, my prostate is just so plump and full of semen right now, and my testicles are full of sperm, and they think they've been tricked over and over again. Every time I get close to the plateau, they're saying, oh boy, here it is, get ready guys, we're going to squirt. They think they're going to, you know, squirt inside a woman. Instead, it's in my own hand, in my own control, and I'm jerking my penis for me, not for reproduction, but just to enjoy that kind of unnatural, intense pleasure, that sexual gratification. Oh, God. Oh, I'm getting close to the plateau. I'm at plateau. I don't know about you. Oh, but I'm not going to ejaculate. I'm not going to come. I'm not going to come. I'm going to hold it in as long as I can, and then go back down the mountain. I'm going to hold it on the plateau. I'm still there. Oh, jerk, 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 jerk. Now I'm going back down. Back down. Back down. Did you come? Did you lose it that time? But you're getting pretty close. If you haven't lost it already, I think it could happen at any second, couldn't it? You could come almost just by looking at your penis or at the right porn picture right now, because you're ready to explode. If you haven't come by now, you're just about ready to explode. And I've really been working you over, giving you a workout, haven't I? Well, I promised that you could come. And what do you think? Should I let you come now? How bad do you want to come? You want to come really bad? If you really want to come bad, maybe I'll let you come this time. So let's start off really slow, and we'll think about it. I'm not sure I'm going to let you come. You have to kind of control it and not come until I say I'm coming, and then you can come right along with me. But if I decide not to come, then you have to stop too. So try to stay in control. Try to stay in control. It's not some ego trip, you know, I'm trying to tell you when to come. I'm just helping you gain the kind of control that you need to be a good edger. So you kind of follow. And if I come, you can come. And if I don't come, you have to go back down the mountain. You can't come either. Go back down the mountain. So we kind of take it slow. Make sure you have a nice handful of lubrication. Go ahead and take a lube break if you need to. And get your hand back on your penis. We're going to stroke slowly. 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 I've got a reverse grip right now, and I'm just kind of stroking up and down the shaft. Stroke. 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 My hand is kind of fucking my penis right now. I think of it that way. I'm kind of fucking my own penis. Oh, stroke. 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 Now I'm going to maybe pick up the pace a little bit. So we are jacking our penises off, aren't we? We've been doing it now for a long time. Oh, it feels so good. You can stroke as fast as you like, but don't come. Don't come unless I do. I'll give you the cue. and it'll come together, or else I'll stop and you have to stop. So don't come yet. But think about it. Think about coming. Think about how close you are. Oh, doesn't it feel good? And you know that's what you want to do more than anything else in the world right now, is you want to come, don't you? You want to come so bad. Oh, you're going to come. I think you're going to come, even if I try to make you stop. So I think we better just go ahead and let ourselves come. I think it's okay. I think we can go ahead and come this time. You come when you want to. I'll tell you when I am. I'm getting ready. I'm getting really close. I can start. It's starting. Oh, God, I'm squirting. I'm coming. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. I'm still stroking because it feels so good. I'm still spasming. Oh, yes. Oh, God. It feels so good. Oh, it felt good. And the longer you wait, the longer you deny yourself, the better it feels. So if you could last this long and get to the plateau that many times, get to the edge that many times, then you know how good it feels. Oh, boy. And I'm assuming you did come right along with me, and are both kind of just relaxing, chilling out, penis going limp. We're in that refractory state right now. But I still like to hold my penis and kind of slightly rub it. Not too hard, because it's pretty sensitive, but kind of slowly rub it. And enjoy kind of the afterglow of the ejaculation. Okay, well, that concludes the lesson for today. And again, if you're an experienced comer, I'm sorry, an experienced edger, this is pretty basic stuff, but maybe you had fun trying to match the rhythm of the exercise. And if you're new to edging, then I hope it helped, and you might want to practice the same ideas over and over again until you really gain that control of staying on the plateau, coming back down, getting back up on the plateau, coming back down just as often as you want, as often as it's fun. And don't feel like it's some kind of competition. You know, it's all about enjoying yourself. So if you're a part-time edger or a short-term edger before you squirt, that's fine. Or if you want to extend it for hours and hours, maybe even across days without squirting, that's fine too. Whatever you personally feel like is best for you. So I will end the podcasturbation, and we'll talk more about the finer points of edging and all that kind of stuff maybe in the future. And by then, you'll be an edging pro yourself. Goodbye.